Lucre Chiropractic, and by Giant Communication.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
Let's do it, Bob.
Let's go.
It's Friday night, which means only one thing is going through your mind right now, and that's, hey, we got to get back on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Radio Network. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey.
And we've got Bobby, Megan, MJ all in studio. And if you didn't see that awesome Facebook post about some of our awesome people on the back end of things, hey, you better check that out on the Kansaland Facebook page. It's all on Facebook. And what's not on Facebook right now, Boz? We got no camera tonight. Something's all messed up. As soon as we came into the studio tonight, maybe it's us.
Here's what it is.
What?
We were going to be here early so we could get ready.
Yeah.
And we stayed to watch some more of the game we were at.
Yeah.
And we cut it close. And it always happens when we're flying, coming in hot.
Coming in hot. No landing gear.
Something goes wrong.
Well, here's the thing. People are going to realize that it's not on social media, and they're going to be like, oh, well, yeah, I got to turn on the radio now. We know where our bread and butter is, though.
That's right.
It's right here on 103.9 KNZA and 92.1 KMZA. Good evening to you. It's January the 9th and snow. I mean, what is that?
Well, there ain't any snow yet.
No, there's not, but they keep saying there's going to be. And is it even winter?
It's just cool. It's been kind of warm.
Is it cool, though?
Well, like right now, overnight, it's been a little cool.
It's 37 degrees outside. I'm still in shorts, dude.
You'd be in shorts if it was 12 degrees out.
Yeah.
Just because you're not that smart.
Oh, how accurate that statement really is. All right. Well, you're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, not the Jake and Boz Let's Talk About Weather Show.
Yeah.
But we got to make sure you guys understand what's going on around the area. So, with that being said, though, I can smell some popcorn's been popped maybe in the area too, Boz. You smell that?
Yeah, I do. When I walked in, I was looking for it.
All right. Probably MJ over in our sunny studio getting some popcorn going. But people, hope you got your popcorn tonight because there were some basketball games played tonight and some that were amazing, amazing games. Boz, what are our scores for tonight?
I'm going to say this starting out. We've got some scores.
Need your help.
But we need your help. We got a lot of scores that we still need. So I'll get that one here in a sec. I'll write it down. Okay, girls scores here tonight. Atchison, they get the win over
Phoenix
over Highland Park 66-42. Silver Lake, they defeat Holton 65-28. Silver Lake girls remain perfect on the season at 9-0. Close game here in this one.
Uh-oh.
Double overtime. Morris Hill, Mount Academy, 6-2 coming into this game.
Yeah.
Facing off against the JCN team that was 3-4.
Yeah.
Took two overtimes.
Yo!
Mar Hill gets the two-point victory, 47-45.
Wow.
Sabetha knocks off St. Mary's tonight, 40-33. Hiawatha gets the win against Rossville. Big-time atmosphere, big game. And Hiawatha, they remain perfect, 10-0 on the season. They get the win over Rossville, 54-46. Jeff West, another big game, a lot of big games tonight. Riley County 6-1 coming in this game.
Yep.
Jeff West.
What?
Gets the win tonight 50-43 over Riley County.
That's somebody's dark horse right there with a big time road win.
It is. Nemaha Central got the win against Perry LeCompton 60-39 and Hanover defeated Onega 60-36. That's all the scores we got so far on the girls side of things. Here's what we need. Valley Falls at McClouth. Troy at ACCHS, Jackson Heights at Riverside, Royal Valley at Pleasant Ridge, Horton at Oskaloosa, D West at Valley Heights, Washington County at Centralia, Axtell at Bishop Seabury, and Frankfort at Clifton Clyde. We got a mess of them that we still need on the girls' side.
A mess of them, he says.
And it's going to get worse on the boys' side.
Okay.
A lot of games still going, though, so we'll get some finals coming in. But here's what we have so far. Atchison defeats Highland Park.
The Phoenix!
Again, undefeated teams. Atchison now 9-0, 57-51 over Highland Park. Nemaha Central, close ball game against Perry LeCompton. Nemaha comes away with the win 47-45. And Hanover gets the win over Onega, 80-37.
That's
a
burger.
We got a bunch of games wrapping up. Too many to read, I think, if we go through all those. We need a whole lot of scores, but
a slew of them.
A lot of them.
Okay, that's a lot of scores that are needed, but a lot of scores that we've got as well. So you want to go through some of these? What you got?
A score that just came through.
Okay.
Hiawatha hangs on late in this game to get the win over Rossville. A number 10, number 9 in state matchup. Hiawatha 10, Rossville 9. Hiawatha gets an 8-point win,
52-54. That was a 1-point game just a little while ago. We were getting ready for the show, Buzz, and that's saying something. That Red Hawk team, I tell you, somebody else's dark horse. I don't know who that is on the guy's side.
I don't know either. Who was... Did you do that?
It's all Jay Spall right here. That was a great win there for Hiawatha, no doubt about it. A sweep by the Redhawks tonight against the Dogs from Rossville. A very formidable Rossville program, both girls and guys. And the Redhawks say, hey, we defend the Roundhouse. And if we haven't hinted at it enough, the Roundhouse was popping tonight.
I got another thing that came through here, just a little FYI, talking about Hiawatha basketball.
Yeah.
Boys and girls on the season.
19-1
19-1
Crazy.
Having a good season.
Good start to the year, no doubt about it. If you're in the red, white, and blue from Hiawatha, the Roundhouse is popping. Boz, let's go straight into it.
All right.
It's our game of the week. No doubt about it. We looked across the area. There was opportunities for Boz and I to be a handful of different places tonight. But, man, when we looked at it, truly, there was really one place to be. And that was in Hiawatha, Kansas tonight. And that was because the Rossville Dogs, on the girls' side of things, coming in. Yeah, the record's 3-4, Boz, when you look at it, coming into this game. They're the Dogs, man. They got the one of the best scorers in the entire state of Kansas, all classifications on their team. And a post and a big down low that can wreak havoc for anybody. And on the guys' side of things, did I already say one of the best scorers in the state?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, on the guys' side, Rossville, them Dogs also have one of the best scorers in the state on their team, as well as you know, Cam Miller, and you throw in Andre Johnson down low, a guy that is every bit of 5'10".
Yeah.
Battling with bigs down low. But, man, I'll tell you what, it was impressive. I know we're going to break each game down individually, but as we just think back briefly here of our time in Hiawatha tonight, those were two really, really good basketball games, two physical teams.
Yeah, very much so. And we'll kind of start with the girls in this one. And Hiawatha, undefeated on the season, and we saw them play very early in the season, and we thought, hey, this could be a really good team. And they've continued to play good basketball. And the thing that stands out to me with Hiawatha girls, they're scrappy. They play very physical. They have active hands, tons of deflections. They force turnovers. And then when they're on the offensive side, they execute really well.
Sure.
They get good shots. And they've got girls that can flat shoot the ball. So it's a good formula.
Yeah.
You play defense. You're physical. You execute on offense. You're going to win a lot of ball games. But you mentioned Rossville. They've got two of the top 20 scorers in the state right now. Riley Dick, number 3 in the state, all classes.
Yep.
Averaging 25.1 points per game. And Nora Burdick.
Not bad.
Not bad. I guess that's all right. Nora Burdick, she comes in at number 19 in the state, all classes. She's averaging a double-double this season, 19.9 points a game, 10.4 rebounds a game. And quite honestly,
that's not bad either.
That's pretty damn good.
Dadgummit!
I'm telling you, though, these Hiawatha girls, just they have no quit in them, tons of fight. And honestly, if I gave an honest assessment of this, I really felt like Hiawatha did an outstanding job containing those two scores.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 44 points a game out of those two players. Tonight, Hiawatha held Riley Dick to 11 and Nora Burdick to 7.
That's
Nora Burdick got in foul trouble early. She sat basically the whole second quarter.
Half the first quarter almost, too.
Yeah, she never got into the game. She's a 6-foot power player inside. She can step out, knock down 15-foot jumpers. I mean, she hit a 3 late in the game.
Sure.
She's got skill. I mean, she's a good player. So, Hiawatha, and here's the other thing I would say, because I'm high on Hiawatha girls right now.
Yeah, as you should
be. They did a really nice job early. If you're Coach Jasper, how do you defend against a team that has those two potent offensive weapons? Do you come out and do you try to box in one?
Right, right.
But then you're only slowing down one of them. Do you triangle in two?
Sure.
I mean, there's a lot of different things you can do. And Hiawatha came out, little box in one action. They mixed that up. They went to like a 1-2-2 zone. And Riley Dick, they never really denied her the ball. They kind of said, hey, you're not shooting well tonight. We're going to let you make it difficult for you, but
sure,
we're not going to box in one.
Right.
So defensively, they mixed things up. And they caused a lot of issues for Rossville tonight. I didn't think Rossville ever really got things going. I think they were just playing catch-up all game long, a step or two behind.
Never really
looked
comfortable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, Riley Dick, she's a good player. She's
really
a real
good
player. I mean,
really
she hit some shots late, but she only had 3 field goals the entire game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you balance those out, 2 really good teams, but I think Hiawatha was just too much on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, it's good analysis on the girls' side. My takeaway from it, I mean, you already hit on, you know, how good Rossville's, I guess how good they are on paper, right?
Sure, yeah.
But then you look at their schedule that they played, and teams like Silver Lake, Chapman, Opie.
Yeah.
Those are good teams.
Absolutely.
And then you see some of the scores of their games that they've won. Hanging 93 on Bishop Ward.
Yeah.
And then not giving up a point.
93-0.
So there's need for it to be like a, whoa, what kind of game is this going to be?
Yeah.
And dadgummit.
Dadgummit.
This Hiawatha Redhawk team. Now, listen, I did say they were my runner-up.
Yeah.
Dark horse. But they were good last year.
Yeah.
Double-digit wins. They've got double-digit wins, and it's January the 9th.
Yeah. No,
sister cousins, as they're called.
Yep.
We're talking about the Nelson girls and Williams girls.
Yeah.
They're about it. And Coach Stacy Jasper has this team. My favorite thing to watch with this is the second time we've seen him in person.
Yep.
Saw him against Troy earlier this season when they had that tight win on the road at Troy.
Yeah.
Their defense, man. Their tenacity on the defensive end is impressive. And they are just so scrappy.
Yeah. They're active on defense. Mm-hmm. You don't see anybody. They move well mm-hmm. when the ball's in the air. They don't wait till the pass happens and the catch happens, and then they react. They're moving while the ball's in the air, so when the offense catches, somebody's right there.
Sure.
Active hands. I always look, like, from a coaching perspective, if I'm coaching defense, I want you to make it very difficult for the offense to
right.
do what they want to do.
Right.
And that's exactly what Hiawatha does. They are pesky on defense. They don't let you execute easily.
Yeah.
And so it's a struggle just all the time on offense. If you're playing against Hiawatha, it's a struggle. And when you kind of look at the other side, we talked about the scores from Rossville. Let's talk about Hiawatha girls right now. And you know, early this season, we've given 2 game balls to Hiawatha players this season.
Hello,
Michaela Williams and Kylie Nelson. There may be a couple more here before
Yikes.
The end of the season.
They might be, it might become just the Hiawatha girls game ball.
Maybe we do a team ball. I don't know. But here's the thing. Tonight, Kylie Nelson, she's been playing really well. She's been putting up some big points offensively. She had 16 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Kinsey Nelson, she had 12 tonight. But then the nice thing about this team, Addison Williams, she had 9. Michaela Williams had 7. Claire Twombly, speaking of Claire Twombly.
Yeah.
She had
Poor
4.
Girl.
She had 4 before she decided to headbutt somebody.
Split her head open tonight.
She got a little nasty gash kind of above the corner of her eye. And here's the funny story, folks. If you didn't know this, I think I didn't even know this, but apparently Jake doesn't like the sound
of
blood.
All right.
He grabbed me and he said, oh my gosh, there's blood.
No, man,
blood.
Listen, okay. I am the most accident prone kid I ever met.
Okay.
I've had stitches 10 times in my life. I've broken 7 bones. I'm very accident prone.
All right.
You think I'm used to it?
Not so much.
If it's my kids, like my youngest is as accident prone as I have. He's had stitches already 4 times and he's 7. But when it's him, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Like, but man, when I see somebody else's head split, oh.
We're watching the game. And
oh, man. I can't handle it.
She's on the ground. She kind of rolls over. And I'm not even kidding. Jake grabbed me and said, oh, there's blood. There's blood. And it was not a pretty scene, but she did a really nice job. She didn't freak out or anything. And Actually, they went in and stitched her up, and she came back out.
Yeah.
She was on the bench, and
she's ready to go.
Saw her after the game. I asked her why she didn't go back in, and she said, "Well, a little woozy, I think." So she got a battle wound tonight,
battle scar,
stitches. So hats off to her for toughing that out. But she ended up with four, and then Polly Rocky, she had three. Remy Sieben Morgan had two. I mean, they've got balanced scoring.
Yeah, from top to bottom.
Yes, across the board.
Right.
So I
want to jump in really quickly here. Just talk about the depth that Hiawatha's got. That's what's impressive. That I think you're going to see this team can make a deep run strictly based off that. They've got good skill players. They've got good defensive specialists on that team. But they got depth, and I think that's what is really impressive to watch when Coach Stacy Jasper. Remember, this is year one for her. Running this program.
Yep.
She's been an assistant for many, many years, but her first year running it, and I'm so impressed watching her as the coach not get over animated, she's not a big like yeller or, you know, come on, or, you know, barking at officiating, stuff like that. That game was close.
Yeah.
That game was nip and tuck. There was some big time calls for Hiawatha against Hiawatha. There was big time calls, and when you have an even keel from the coaching side of things like that, you see the players resonate as a result, right?
Well, there was a couple times late in that game where Rossville was making a run. You could feel it.
Yeah.
Hiawatha missed on the free throw line. I think they missed four in a row. Rossville comes down, makes a shot, gets a bucket. All of a sudden, it is a little bit tighter game. Coach Jasper calls timeout, and we were sitting kind of behind their bench. And to what your point is, Coach Jasper gave him the, I wish the Facebook camera was up and running.
I know.
Kind of hands like, hey, we're okay. We're okay.
Yeah, calm down.
Calm down. We're good. Take a deep breath. And then they went out, they execute, they get a bucket, you know, extend the lead. So, yes, I think the demeanor from her and what she's doing with these girls is fantastic. And it's, and we're not even, I guess we're maybe halfway. We're getting close to halfway point in the season.
Just about. I mean, if this is a regular season like we've had in the years past, then... Yes, we'd be at the Hiawatha girls would be at a halfway point because they're 10-0.
Yeah,
but not so much the case when you had three more games on the schedule this season. All right, now on the guys' side of things, for what we were able to look at here tonight, which is it was a treat, and the reason why Boz and I want to say it was a treat is because we never get this opportunity.
Yeah,
to sit and watch a guys' game almost in its entirety.
Yeah,
and from the jump, I mean, again, we highlighted Rossville. Them dogs, man, I'm telling you. You see Jack Donovan go out on that floor, Cam Miller, and then McConnell. The shifty handle jump out of a gym point guard. He's probably what? I mean, does it say on there?
5'6".
5'6".
Yep.
He stuffed Sieben Morgan. He fouled him, but he stuffed him. Sieben Morgan was going up for a dunk.
Yeah.
And you see those guys jump onto a basketball, they can play ball.
Yeah.
Hiawatha, man, they just said, all right, welcome to the roundhouse.
Yeah, I like the confidence of Hiawatha, and they've got every reason to have confidence. I mean, they're, what did we say, 9-1 on the season right now. This game started out, and we were really excited to, again, number one, be able to watch a boys' game, and then also this matchup. We mentioned number 10-ranked Hiawatha, number 9-ranked Rossville. Rossville was a kind of a preseason favored in the state, quite honestly. They had returned a bunch of guys, and Hiawatha came out, and the thing I like about them is they're very methodical with what they're doing. They're not a lot of highs, not a lot of lows. They don't get rattled, and they just came out and knocked down shots. They defended, they turned Rossville over. It was 31-18 Hiawatha at half.
Yeah.
I think they had Rossville reeling
and flustered.
It was a little, I don't know, I'm always kind of analyzing stuff when I'm watching the game. Rossville basically was in a 2-3 zone.
Yeah, sitting back.
Entire first half, and I get it. Maybe Hiawatha with their size, Rossville wanted to maybe pack it in and make guys beat you from beyond the three-point arc, but it wasn't working.
Nope.
And Hiawatha built a substantial lead, 13 at half. End of the third quarter, it was a 9-point game. Hiawatha's up 45-36. You could kind of sense Rossville was trying to speed things up a little bit. They switched to man, put a little more pressure offensively on Hiawatha, got them out of sync a little bit. And then, as you mentioned, we were pulling into the studio. It was a 1-point game. Hiawatha was up one. And they ended up, you know, securing the win. They pulled away late. But man, these are two good teams.
Yes.
That were just athletic, very physical game. It was everything you want to see in a high school basketball game.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great environment as well. Shout out to the Dawg fans that are traveling home right now, tuning in and listening in. I mean, they showed out. They were loud and proud of their crew, the Red Hawk faithful, man. I mean, that was, I've been in that roundhouse many, many a time. And I really cannot remember the last time that, and I got to preface it by this, the last time that Hiawatha was playing a game and the roundhouse was that loud. Because I can remember it was either last year or the year before, St. Mary's, or Silver Lake, I should say, I'm sorry, Silver Lake and Sabetha,
yeah,
sub-state game up here. Bishop Ward was in that sub-state. And that Silver Lake Sabetha championship game, you remember that?
Oh yeah,
that was a loud. I mean, it was deafening.
It was loud.
And tonight gave me those similar feels. You know, again, it's one of the most prized possessions, I would say, as far as the gymnasium in Northeast Kansas, is the Roundhouse. It's a favorite for a lot of people to go to.
Yeah.
And now Hiawatha, they've got two teams that allow the community to come out. I mean, the community needs to keep showing up, showing out. These are two really good teams.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You show up at 6 o'clock for the girls' game, you're going to stay all night, you're going to see two really good teams getting after it. But mentioned real quick, too, you talked about some of the guys on Hiawatha's team, and we've talked about Braylon Siebenmorgan,
yeah,
a lot. I mean, he's a problem. He's a 6'6", kind of swing man. He can sit on the block, he can post up, got a really nice turnaround jumper in the paint.
Yeah.
Then he can step out 25 feet away from the basket, knock down threes.
Yeah.
Lane Kessler, 6'6", post. He's working his way around the block. He's a big body. He's tough to defend. And then you've got quick guards on the outside. I mean, Michael Jensen, Ethan Morton, Carson Henry. I mean, they've got players that can hurt you from everywhere on the court.
Yeah.
And again, it's just really good teams. You talk about the Rossville Dawgs. I mean, Jack Donovan, Cam Miller, Andre Johnson, Jacoby McDonald. I mean, there's a lot of good players that were on the court tonight for both these teams.
It was really, really good to take it in. That was our game of the week. Boz, we got to give away a $50 gift certificate. Matt Miller was there, and he walks up behind us. We're just showing up. And again, shout out to Northeast Kansas for not allowing Boz and I to get to our seat before we get flagged to give up a gift card. But good on you, Matt Miller, from Hiawatha. He said, I'm originally from Highland, though. I'm like, all right, I'll say both. That's fine. And he won himself a $50 gift certificate, Boz.
Yo.
And once again, we cannot do it without our awesome partners. Every area that we go to, again, we try to do it at a local place in the town that we're going to. And this time tonight, it was at New China Chinese Restaurant in Hiawatha, 723 Oregon Street in Hiawatha. You can visit their menu by going to newchinahiawatha.com or give them a call and order ahead at 785-742-2555. They open up at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, so maybe Matt's going to take the family out, get him some Chinese tomorrow morning. But New China Chinese Restaurant, again, 723 Oregon Street. Just amazing food. I mean, you go to their website, again, newchinahiawatha.com, and the very first picture you see, dude, some egg rolls. You big egg roll guy?
Oh, I can eat some egg rolls.
Yeah. I mean, you can eat about anything.
I could, yeah.
I mean,
not picky.
I'm a little more picky than Boz is.
Way more picky.
But, yeah, they got tons of things, all their pricing. You can order it all, make it easy on yourself, order it online, go pick it up. Locally owned and operated, New China in Hiawatha. Thank you so much for the partnership. Again, newchinahiawatha.com for your order. Matt Miller of Hiawatha, your winner. Finding Jake and Boz tonight. We'll do it again next week, no doubt about it. We got to step aside for our first time out. We come back. We got more scores and updates from around the area as another week of basketball is in the books. January the 9th. Where has the time gone for this basketball season? We're already almost halfway through. Make sure you don't step aside because guess what? We've got more to talk about, maybe even some college football. Boz's picks are still not very good. Stick with us here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
We'll be right back. I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology, it's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
My name is Denise, and I have been a patient at Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness for over 10 years. Chiropractic care has really helped me with my migraine headaches and has also helped me care for my family, including my special needs daughter. Dr. Lucre and his staff are always welcoming and attentive. Regular chiropractic care has helped me meet my daily challenges, stay involved in extra activities I enjoy, and is an essential part of my life. I would highly recommend Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness to you and your family.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hold up, Bobby. What are they playing out there tonight? They're playing basketball. Yeah, you know they're playing some basketball.
Oh yeah.
And my favorite part of this Bow Wow song, it fades out here, but basketball is my favorite sport, Boz.
I like it when you dribble up and down the court.
All right. Come on now. Hang out with Jake and Boz here this evening as we've got the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz rolling on right now. And we got the Giant Communications Hotline open for you right now. But we ask for you just be a little bit patient when you call in. No Kurt Kilman. He'll be back next week to help us out. But feel free, continue to give us phone calls. We'll answer them as soon as we're able to here tonight. The Giant Communications Hotline. It's a new year, new you, new opportunity for you to switch your business to Giant Communications, the most reliable internet service in Northeast Kansas. And listen, they live in your local communities, okay? All your technicians, all your telephone calls, all your problems that you will, you know, have on a rarity, yeah, local people will be showing up to assist you to make sure your business is not down. It's on the up and up. Visit GiantCOMM.net to learn more. All right, phone line is open for you, 785-547-3461. Give us a call and give us scores that we need. Luke or Chiropractic and Wellness game ball nominees as well. Boz, what scores do we have? I know it's not many.
We don't have a lot. We need some folks to call in, give us some scores. Here's what we got tonight. Atchison, they defeat Highland Park.
Phoenix.
66-42.
That was terrible.
The
Phoenix.
What happened? Yeah.
I tried getting it, but yeah. Yeah.
Holton, they fall tonight to Silver Lake, 65-28. Riverside gets the win over Jackson Heights, 50-33. Double overtime game tonight for Marhill Mount Academy and JCN. MHMA gets the win, 47-45 over JCN. Sabetha gets the win over St. Mary's, 40-33. Hiawatha remains perfect on the season with their win tonight over Rossville, 54-46. Jeff West gets a big win tonight on the road at Riley County, 50-43. Nemaha Central gets the win against Perry LeCompton, 60-39. And Hanover, they defeat Onega, 60-36. Those are the girls' scores. Here's what we need. Valley Falls at McClouth, Troy at ACCHS, Royal Valley at P Ridge, Horton at Oskaloosa, Donovan West at Valley Heights, Washington County at Centralia, Axtell at Bishop Seabury, and Frankfurt at Clifton Clyde.
Okay, those are the scores that we still need. If you've got them, give us a call. We just took a few phone calls, and so I know more people were calling in. Don't give up. Give us a call, 785-547-3461. Phone lines continue to roll in here, Boss. Let's keep going with the guys' scores.
All right, boys' scores from tonight. Atchison, they get the win against Highland Park, 57-51. Silver Lake, they defeat Holton, 69-43. Valley Falls, they get the win against McLeod, 76-54. St. Mary's, tight ball game here tonight at Sabetha. St. Mary's gets the 2-point win, 61-59. Hiawatha hangs on late to beat Rossville, 62-54. Jeff West, they get the win over Riley County, 57-41. Another close game tonight, 2-point win for Nemaha Central over Perry LeCompton, 47-45. Hanover defeats Onega 80-37. That is all we got so far.
Burger.
Guys,
Sorry. I was on the phone. I couldn't jump in when there's burgers. My bad.
Yeah, we had two.
So. Burger. Burger.
Yeah.
Phone lines keep on rolling, Boz. I do have two scores that just came in. You can just read them as you wish.
Okay.
On that was Troy ACCHS on those scores.
Troy girls get the win 75-13 over ACCHS. And on the boys' side, Troy gets the win 69-39 over ACCHS. Those are the scores. Here's what we still need on the boys' side of things. We need Jackson Heights and Riverside.
Just got that one.
What do we got on the boys?
56-18 Riverside, the Cyclones. I mean, I told you that halftime score.
Wow.
33-10 or something, but 56-18 is the final that just got called into us. Riverside, big-time home win tonight.
Riverside boys 7-1.
Look out! The fighting Herbsters, man.
Coach Herbster.
Can we say that?
Sure, we can.
All right, because we got another coach that I know that was listening in on his drive home from Topeka tonight. You know, we don't get to say his name anymore, but the fighting Gary Sorensen's.
Oh yeah,
you know,
a little throwback.
A little throwback to that. So now we got to say the fighting Tyler Herbsters.
I love it. Nope, I love it. Well, here's the thing. We almost got to see Riverside.
Oh, did we?
Last Friday.
Did we almost get to see them?
Hey, we were in the gym.
Yes.
So we were close.
We watched the JV boys.
We did see some JV boys. But man, that's a good win for Riverside.
No doubt.
7-1 on the season. So
don't sleep on them.
Got that score. We still need Royal Valley at Pleasant Ridge, JCN at Marhill Mount Academy, Horton at Oskaloosa, D West at Valley Heights, Washington County at Centralia, Axtell at Bishop Seabury, and Frankfort at Clifton Clyde. We're chipping away at the list here.
We're getting through it, no doubt about it. And recaps, I mean, we're going to try and get some as soon as we can again. Very slim pickings as far as staff to get all this done. We'll try and get as many recaps in as we can here in just a little bit from all of our area games of the week. But it's just Boz and I in here trying to get all this rolling through. We got some scores we still need. So do you want to run through really quickly, or did you just do that?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We're phone lines ringing off the hook. Keep them calling, though. Keep them coming in. Giant Communications Hotline is open for you. For you to give opportunities, how about the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees? I got our first one that just called in a minute ago, and it was for Miss Williams, Addison Williams, from Hiawatha, with her not just game tonight, Boz, but two nights in a row where she has had double-digit point outbursts for the Red Hawk ladies here this week.
And I, somebody told me, I think,
there's
a lot of Williams girls on the team, so I'm not for sure exactly who it was. 16 rebounds?
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. I'm going to have to confirm here on that, but I think one of them had 16 boards.
Or was that Nelson? That might have been Nelson.
I don't think it was Nelson.
It wasn't Kenzie Nelson?
Nope. Don't think so. We'll confirm that.
We got a lot to confirm, don't we?
Yeah.
But the we were told, again, the sister cousins.
Yep.
Kylie, Kenzie, and Addison, and Michaela. And there's one more that's escaping me right now. Nelson girl. Anyway, they basically said, listen, we get told that we are the sister cousins, and you can let the world know, so there it is.
It was. I think it was Kenzie Nelson.
I thought it was.
She had 12 points. 16 boards?
Yeah.
16 boards!
Yeah, and she's going for the school record. She already has the record of 18 rebounds in one game this year, but she's going for the all-time record in Hiawatha Lady basketball history. So, I mean, if you're getting 16 boards, you know, like that, it's going to come pretty easy for you.
Pretty good.
No doubt about it. All right, Boz. So we broke down our game of the week coming into tonight. Now, here's the thing. When we're doing this Community National Bank High School scoreboard show, we appreciate you listening as you're traveling home. Maybe you're at home right now and you're having a little snack, a little something to drink, whatever it is, as you're relaxing heading into your weekend. There are midseason tournaments coming up, and we can't really preview them quite yet. We know where teams are going to. We just don't know exactly. Obviously, brackets aren't out yet because records are implications for that as well. But we got midseason tournament time already coming up in about a week and a half from now, Boz.
Yeah.
And when you talk to other coaches around the area, you know, this first full week after break is really vital for teams on their either ascension or their stagnation or maybe their decline for their season. Why is this week so important? Is it because we're heading into midseason tournament time and there's like really stiff competition coming down the line?
Well, I think it's a couple different things. When you're heading into midseason tournament time, it's a you got to look at it as an opportunity. You're going to play several games in a week's time frame, and you can build momentum or you can lose momentum. So it's really, really important to really get ready for that and go into that with a mindset of, hey, this can catapult us into the second half of the season. And if you're already playing well, you want to just continue to build that momentum through the midseason tournament. And I'm going to tell you this, too. There's a ton of midseason tournaments that are going to happen here in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And there's a ton of really good ones out there.
Right.
The competition is going to be tough. And a lot of times around our area, we see teams that try to get out of their league. They try to go to some different midseason tournaments instead of playing locally where they're going to see a lot of the same teams from their league. So you're going to face some unfamiliar teams, which is a good thing for the most part. So it's just an important time. You don't want to go into a midseason tournament and drop three games.
Sure.
I mean, it can kind of squash some confidence and momentum. But on the flip side, if you go in and tear up the midseason tournament, you win three, you win the tournament, man, the confidence from that point on can be really good.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, we're going to step aside. One more, another timeout right here. We've got recaps ready to rock and roll when we come back from area games of the week here tonight. Great matchups happen across our area. We'll check in with BTAD, Crendon, and Logan, and Tom to see what happened across the area here tonight across the MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll look ahead at what's going on with those midseason tournaments, who's in what tournament. That has coming up as well. And I want to check in on the standings a little bit, Boz, because there was a lot that maybe got shook up just a little bit with some of the games this week. We got some teams making some good pushes. This has been a good week for some teams. Some teams looking at it thinking, man, I got to get a little bit momentum back on your side heading into those midseason tournaments. So we got a lot to talk about. It's all coming up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology. It's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Imagine what would happen if you went on vacation without packing bags or making reservations. Now imagine what would happen if you didn't prepare for retirement. At Edward Jones, we believe everyone can be prepared for retirement. That's why we strongly encourage you to open and contribute to an Edward Jones IRA. If you have an IRA elsewhere, it's easy to transfer to Edward Jones and begin receiving the face-to-face advice you deserve. To open an Edward Jones IRA, contact myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This winter, warm up with great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, when you're at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for one more.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Holton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Time to bring it back, Buzz.
All right.
My favorite conversation starter. Was your team getting rocked, or
was your team doing the rocking?
All right, back at it here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey, hey.
And we've got some more scores that have filtered in, so good job. Way to keep on helping us out here tonight. We need a lot of scores here this evening from across the area. A lot of long trips for some teams here tonight as well. So as you're traveling back home, travel safe. But we appreciate you tuning in with us here tonight. Boz, how about the scores that we've got so far here tonight?
All right, girls scores. Atchison gets the win over Highland Park, 66-42. Silver Lake all over Holton tonight, 65-28. Troy gets after ACCHS, 75-13. Riverside gets the win over Jackson Heights, 50-33. Double overtime victory for Marhill Mount Academy over JCN, 47-45.
What a... I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're good.
What a ball game. That is a rivalry matchup, and Marhill Mount Academy got everything they wanted and more from the Chargers of JCN.
Marhill Mount Academy, they were 6-2 coming to this game. JCN just 3-4.
But JCN has won three straight.
Yeah, they're getting it together right now. Sabetha, they get the win over St. Mary's, 40-33. Hiawatha, big time win for them over Rossville, 54-46. Jefferson West, they get the win against Riley County, 50-43. That's a big win for the girls. Riley County was 6-1.
Yeah.
They get the road win, so big
win. Riley County's first loss since the first game of the season when they fell to Chapman 29-25 in game one, Bob, December the 5th.
Yeah, yeah, big win for Jeff West. Nemaha Central, they defeat Perry LeCompton 60-39. Hanover gets the win over Onega 60-36. Close ball game score that we just got. A last second game winner from Valley Heights. They get a 1-point win over Donovan West. Two teams with just two losses.
Yeah.
In this game.
That's a rivalry. Talk about rivalry matchups, man. I mean, yeah, they are so far apart when you're talking about travel. But my gosh, anytime you see D-West and Valley Heights going at it on a basketball court, it's great.
Yeah, heck of a ball game. So Valley Heights 54, Donovan West 53 in that one. That's all we got on girls' scores. We're still needing a handful here. We need Valley Falls at McClouth, Royal Valley at Pea Ridge, Horton at Oskaloosa, Washington County at Centralia, Axtell at Bishop Seabury, and Frankfort at Clifton Clyde. So we got some scores here that we still need on the girls' side.
Okay.
Here's the scores we got on the boys' side. Atchison, they defeat Highland Park 57-51. The Phoenix, 9-0 on the season so far. Silver Lake, they get the win over Holton 69-43. Valley Falls defeats McClouth 76-54. Troy gets the win against ACCHS 69-39. Riverside jumped all over Jackson Heights tonight 56-18. 2-point ball game here. St. Mary's gets the win over Sabetha 61-59. Rossville, they fall tonight to Hiawatha 62-54. Jeff West, they get the win over Riley County 57-41. Another close game. Nemaha Central, Perry LeCompton. Perry LeCompton came back late in this game, and it was close ball game down the stretch, but Nemaha Central gets the victory 47-45. Hanover defeats Onega 80-37. Those are the scores we have on the boys' side. Here's the ones we need. Royal Valley at Pleasant Ridge, JCN at Marhill Mount Academy, Horton at Oskaloosa, Donovan West at Valley Heights, Washington County at Centralia, Axel at Bishop Seabury, and Frankfort at Clifton Clyde.
Okay, those are the scores that we still need, and we're getting some help via the text. That's a text line. We really don't have a text line,
no.
But if you got my number or Boz's number, send it that way. Or you can give us a call on the Giant Communications hotline, Boz. What is that phone number?
785-547-3461.
All right, and we just got in the Royal Valley girls final here tonight, Boz. I'll give your sheets back so you can write it down. But it is Royal Valley defeating Pleasant Ridge tonight, 48-23. A big bounce back win for Royal Valley as the Panthers, I guess, they bounced back from earlier tonight. And shout out Laura Golden for sending that in, and also KJ Miller. Both of them just sitting simultaneously.
All right. I like it.
So Royal Valley, that's their second win in a row on the girls' side. Yesterday, they defeated Oskaloosa 55-53. We saw that Oskaloosa Bears girls team just a minute ago. Yeah.
What was that score again?
For yesterday?
Oh, no, you're never mind.
Yeah, I was just saying that we saw Oskaloosa last week.
Yes.
And against Riverside, and that's a girls team from Oski that is an impressive team.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a lot going for them, and Roll Valley able to get the win after they fell to Hiawatha earlier in the week. And so Roll Valley gets Pleasant Ridge tonight, 48-23. Oh, we got a game ball nominee from Kiwa Miller. 19 points and 12 rebounds for Kiwa Miller tonight from Roll Valley on the girls' side. And final from the girls, they just keep on flowing through here. Centralia girls, 68-23 over Washington County. So that's another girls' final.
All right.
And, so that's what we've got. Again, they come in flurries sometimes, Boz. They do.
We'll really take them.
All right, let's check in with a couple of our games on the airwaves here tonight. We'll check in with Logan Bitterman, who had Sabetha tonight. And a big-time matchup for the Blue Jays as they hosted the Bears from St. Mary's.
Two teams coming into the night, both in the Big East League, as the Bears of St. Mary's were here on the road to take on the Blue Jays of Sabetha. And the girls matchup, the first game of the night, we'd see 2 1-win teams, both looking for their second win on the season, both coming in off losses to rivals on Tuesday night. Sabetha girls would have a 3-point lead at halftime, 19-16, and they would not relinquish it as they get their second win on the season by a final score of 40-33. The Sabetha girls were led in scoring on the night by Paxton Michael and Sydney Schubart, both with 9, and 6 points apiece for Chloe Detweiler and Krista Minold as well. Sabetha Lady Jays had 20 turnovers as a team, hit 2 3-pointers, and went 10 of 24 at the free throw line. St. Mary's on the losing effort, led in scoring by junior Jade Breeze. She had 21 points in the loss. Carson Pauly also had 4 points as well. The St. Mary's Lady Bears had 18 turnovers, hit 6 3-pointers, and went 3 of 12 at the free throw line. The Sabetha boys would look to try to get a sweep on the night, but the St. Mary's boys would not let that happen as they get the final, as they get the win at the end by a final of 61-59 off a 15th turnover to end it for the Blue Jays in the heartbreaking loss. The Bears of St. Mary's were led in scoring by senior Ben DeVader. He had 21 points in the win. Chase Hurler with 13 points, and Lewis Archer chipped in 10 as well. The St. Mary's boys had 5 turnovers, hit 9 of 16 three-pointers combined in this game, and had 6 of 10 at the free throw line. The Sabetha boys in the loss had 18 points out of Micah Lane and 16 out of Cole Minold. They had 15 total turnovers as a team, hit 7 three-pointers, went 2 of 3 at the free throw line. It's a split here tonight. The Sabetha teams will be at Holton on Tuesday night, as both St. Mary's teams will be in Perry LeCompton on Tuesday night next week. But for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, Logan, thank you very much for that recap, as well as a great work as always by Logan. And as he mentioned it here just a second ago, here for our Sabetha. Now let's get over to Hanover as Crendon Prophet made the trek over to Hanover to take in Onega and the Wildcats from Hanover tonight on 92.1 KMZA.
Crendon Prophet with 92.1 KMZA down at Hanover, Kansas, where the Hanover Wildcats come up with the sweep over the Onega Buffaloes in both boys and girls matchups. Both Hanover Wildcats boys and girls are Class 1A Division II, ranked number one teams in both boys and girls, and they put on a slaughter here in tonight's matchup on both sides. Starting off with our girls matchup, it ended 60-36. The first half ended 32-8 in the girls game. That game ending again 60-36. Player of the game went to the Hanover Wildcats, Ensley Stahlmalmer, a 5'7" freshman, finished with 15 total points. Hanover Wildcats had 3 total players in double-digit scoring, with Drew Broom at 10, Trinity Schlebach with 11. The Onega Buffaloes were led by Jaden Haskin, but over double-digit scoring in the game. But the Onega Buffaloes had over 30 turnovers, and it really hindered them in the matchup. Going over to our boys game, the Hanover Wildcats boys took a victory of 82-37. The first quarter was very competitive. 4 lead changes. Hanover took the final lead change 14-13 to end the quarter, and from there they did not look back. 37-23 at the half and 80-37 in the final conclusion of the game. Kedrick Cowers finished with roughly about 7 points on the game for Hanover. Braylon Mine with 19, Cooper Bruna with 15, and Jack Bruna with 11. The player of the game again went to Braylon Mine with 19 total points. Benega Buffaloes hit two double-digit scores with Coy Nider with 10 points, and Kason Huffless led his team with 15 points total. So again, a final here from Hanover, Kansas. The Hanover girls won victoriously 60-36, and the Hanover boys won victoriously dominantly as well, 80-37. This has been Crittenden Prophet with the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, KP, thank you very much for that recap as well. And I want to give a shout-out here, Boz, as we've got our phones blowing up and people are hooking us up with some awesome scores and what we're needing. But, Boz, you realize maybe the unsung heroes of our area on game nights.
Okay.
You know who that might be? You want to take a guess from I'm trying to help you out a little bit so you're not like completely in the dark. But think about getting people and these kids to their games and stuff like that. Who are maybe an unsung hero?
I mean, is it mom and dad?
Well, yeah,
parents?
But mom and dads don't drive the kids to the
school. Oh, the bus drivers?
How about Joan, the best bus driver, is who I just got a text saying, we got Joan, the best bus driver. That's a nominee is what they're wanting.
Okay,
and
Joan.
So Joan, the Royal Valley Girls bus driver. Shout out to you. Just got a text that they're listening on their drive home right now from Easton and the entire Royal Valley Girls basketball team. And so a message came in, and so, yeah, shout out to all of you bus drivers out there that take the teams to and fro. But shout out tonight, Miss Joan and the Royal Valley Girls basketball team as they head back to Hoyt tonight on their victory ride home from Pleasant Ridge.
And I'll tell you this, too. Mad respect, bus drivers, when the weather's supposed to be coming in.
Yo.
I don't know if there's snow. Forecast said there was snow coming in, and man, that'd be a stressful deal, hauling a busload of kids and bad weather.
Unsung heroes, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unsung heroes. So shout out to you, Joan. Hope you guys have a safe trip back home here tonight. All right. Let's check in with Brandon Tadman. He had Nemaha Central at Perry LeCompton tonight. Heard that game on 103.9 KNZA.
Big East League basketball here on another Friday night. KNZA 103.9 FM. It was Nemaha Central at Perry LeCompton, and the Thunder coming away with the road sweep as they get it done in both games. Starting with the girls' contest, it was back and forth in the first quarter. Multiple ties, multiple lead changes. Thunder led 16-12 at the end of one, but NC left no doubt, putting this game away in quarter number two, a 20-2 advantage. Cause went 7 minutes in the second quarter without any points. Ultimately, a 36-14 halftime lead for the Nemaha Central girls, and that was more than enough as they would go on to win it 60-39. They had two players in double figures, led by Emma Hermish with 19. Liza Leager off the bench. We gave her our player of the game nod, the 5'8 sophomore, averaging less than 5 points per game coming in. She had 15 points and three rebounds. She was 5 for 5 at the line. Good minutes from her tonight. 9 points apiece from Bailey Snyder and Caroline Nordis. Two in double figures in the loss for Perry. 13 from Macy Corcoran. 10 points, 7 rebounds from Emmy Reed. Nemaha Central girls, they have won 5 straight, 6 of their last 7. They're now 7-3 overall, undefeated still, 3-0 in league play. Perry LeCompton, they have lost 4 of 5 now, and the Caw girls now 5-6 and 1-4 in league play. Well, the first half in the boys' game, it was all Nemaha Central. They had a 16-point lead on multiple occasions in the second quarter. Ultimately, it was 33-20, Thunder at the break. Koss came out and said, we're going to make this thing interesting, and that's exactly what they did. A 16-6 third-quarter advantage, 39-36. Thunder by a triple going into the fourth. Thunder multiple times tried to give that lead away, but the Koss couldn't take advantage of some opportunities. Ultimately, a 2-point game in the final seconds. The Koss getting a big stop on defense, and they had a chance for a potential overtime tying shot or a shot to potentially win the game as well. 6 seconds in the front court, 2 passes working around into the hands of Houston Haviger. A tough contested fadeaway 2 from 19 feet in the right corner, just a touch strong. Nemaha with the rebound with the final seconds running off, and the Thunder able to survive. They led it the entire way, but the Caws had a chance in the final seconds here at home. Nemaha Central got 13 points tonight from Carter Hike, 10 points from Caleb Schmelsley. Houston Haviger, 15 points tonight, only player in double figures for Perry Lecompton. So now Nemaha, they snap, the boys do, a four-game losing streak. They go to 5-5 on the year, 1-2 in league play. Number 9 ranked in 3A, Perry Lecompton boys drop to 8-3, now 2-3 in league play. Up next for both, back in action on Tuesday, Perry Lecompton back at home taking on St. Mary's. Nemaha Central will be on the road at Royal Valley, both league contests. Again, the finals here tonight. Nemaha Central girls victorious 60-39. Nemaha Central boys survive late 47-45. I'm Braden Tammer reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, B-Ted, thank you very much for that recap. Another recap that we just got in right now came from the Hiawatha Channel, and Paige Mueller has a recap for that game.
This is Paige Mueller with the Hiawatha Channel as the Hiawatha Redhawks took on the Bulldogs of Rossville in a rematch, which saw the Redhawks upset Rossville last year in both games. In the rematch, the girls were close throughout, with Rossville leading after one, 16-11, with three-pointers falling from every which way, especially from Shaylee Hubble and Maggie Sanders for the Bulldogs. Hiawatha picked it up in the second, but still struggled to get past Rossville's quick offense, and was down at the half, 25-23. Hiawatha came out in the third with free throws galore after foul trouble by the Bulldogs, and led 35-31 after three. In the fourth, Hiawatha found their scoring rhythm and defensive rhythm and controlled from there on out, winning 54-46. Kylie Nelson led the way for the Redhawks with 16, with Kenzie Nelson, who chipped in 12 points and 16 rebounds, and Addison Williams also had 10 points. For Rossville, their leading scorer, Riley Dick, was held to just 11 points, as well as Shaylee Hubble with 11. In the ninth cap, it was fireworks from the Redhawks and the Bulldogs as Hiawatha started the scoring, and Rossville dished it right back. Hiawatha stayed up 9, 19-10 after 1. Braylon Siebenmorgan had a big first half, scoring 13, which led to a consistent rhythm for the Redhawks that found themselves up 31-18 at the halftime break. In the third quarter, Rossville came out ready to play and was aggressive on defense, which led to Jack Donovan getting his name in the books, but still going to get past Hiawatha, who led 35-36 at the break. In the fourth, fireworks flew as tempers got hot. Hiawatha stayed hot on offense, but Rossville's Jacoby McDonald's speed led to fast breaks that caused the Redhawks some trouble. Two technicals late in the fourth sent Stephen Morgan to the line, where he went 3-4 and stretched the lead up to 7. From there, it was big buckets from Michael Jensen and Ethan Morin, along with some free throws, to get Hiawatha 2-9-1. Final score was 62-54 Redhawks, with leading scorers Braylon Stephen Morgan had 22 and Lane Kessler had 14. For Rossville, the leading scorer was Jack Donovan with 16, and right behind him is Jacoby McDonald with 15, along with Cameron Miller with 10. Hiawatha is up to play the Jeff West Tigers next Friday in the Roundhouse as Rossville heads to play the Falcons of Riley County on Tuesday. This has been Paige Mueller reporting for the Hiawatha Channel.
All right, Paige, thank you very much for that recap. Nice job, as always, with that. And so that concludes our recaps for tonight from our area games of the week. We've got a slew of Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness game ball nominees that came in during those during our little break right there, listening into some recaps. Some callers called in. We appreciate that. And if you want to get somebody on our nominee list tonight, all you got to do is contact us here on the Giant Communications Hotline. That's 785-547-3461. When you need the most reliable internet service in Northeast Kansas for your business, my goodness, think nobody else than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net. You can learn more about how when you're down, they can bring you back up, keep you up, and make your business thrive in 2026. Again, giantcomm.net to learn more. We got to step aside for another timeout. We come back. We got a whole lot of scores, Boz, that came in the last 5 minutes that we'll be able to give you pretty much every score from the area tonight, finally. So thank you, everybody, for collecting to get that done. But we got to take another time out. When we come back, we'll get you those scores and more here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Let's pump up the jams, boys and girls. It's the weekend.
At
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology, it's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Listen, I know that some people have already heard this, Bob.
What's it say? We already did this one.
But we can't just only do it one time. Because, right? Boz, what are they playing out there?
They playing basketball.
It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. And they're playing some basketball out there. You know what movie this is from, Boz? I mean, it's Lil Bow Wow, in case you didn't know. But
no,
this is
know.
One of my you don't know it? Hold up.
I don't know.
Man that has so many movies, references, and you don't know.
I feel
know.
Like I should probably know. Once you say it, I'll...
Like Mike.
Like the, Mike? Like a...
The movie, Like Mike. Oh, my gosh.
No.
All right.
Move on.
We're going to have... Oh, my goodness. I'm taken aback right now. Phone lines light up and jump on the show with us and explain to Boz what he's missing out on with Like Mike. All right. A little Bow Wow right there, playing some basketball. That's what they were doing tonight. A lot of good games. And my gosh, Boz, we've got every single final score because I just got in the one girl score that we were still missing for tonight.
All right.
The girl score that we were missing was Valley Falls at McLouth.
True story. We need it.
Valley Falls girls 55, McLeod 13.
Dang, we caught up. We caught up pretty quick.
Real quick, and then the boys' score that we were needing, that we just got in, was the JCN game that just went final as well. But I'll let you go ahead, since it was a scramble the last 15 minutes. But buddy, we got it done thanks to everybody out there listening, the text threads, our entire sports crew department. It was a full company effort tonight.
I'm starting to panic a little bit, but man, we had good help.
Boz doesn't sweat often.
No, but it's making me a little worried. But we had good help out there. So here's what we got tonight, girls. We got all the scores. Atchison defeats Highland Park 66-42. Silver Lake gets the win over Holton 65-28. Valley Falls, just mentioned, they get the win over McLeod 55-13. Troy jumped all over ACCHS tonight 75-13.
That's a burger.
That is a burger. Riverside defeats Jackson Heights 50-33. Royal Valley gets the win over Pleasant Ridge 48-23. Double overtime win tonight for Marhill Mount Academy over JCN 47-45. Horton defeats Oskaloosa 49-35. Did I say that right? The one before that? Seems like I said that score twice. Marhill Mount Academy, they beat JCN 47-45. Is that what I said?
Okay. Yes.
Horton beat Oskaloosa 49-35. Sabetha, they get the win over St. Mary's 40-33. Hiawatha defeated Rossville 54-46. Jeff West picks up a big time road win over Riley County 50-43. Nemaha Central gets the win over Parallel Compton 60-39. Hanover, another score 60-36 over Onega. 1 point win tonight. Last second buzzer beater is what we were told. 54-53. Valley Heights gets the win over Donovan West. Centralia, they defeat Washington County 68-23. Listen to this score here. Axtell over Bishop Seabury 82-9.
Burger, double burger.
All over Bishop Seabury. And the last score on the girls' side, Clifton Clyde, they get the win over Frankfort 64-22.
All right. Every single girls' score, and it took everybody involved.
That's right. Okay, moving on to the boys' side.
Come
Atchison.
On. The Phoenix
improves to 9-0 with
How
their
good
win.
Are the Phoenix, dude?
They're pretty good. This has been a matchup, Atchison Highland Park, the last several years.
Yep.
Two really good programs, and Atchison, I feel like, if my memory serves right, it's been on the short end of that matchup here.
A couple times
lately.
Number
so.
Two ranked team in 4A, Atchison.
Yep. They get the win 57-51 over Highland Park. Silver Lake defeats Holton 69-43. Valley
Almost
Falls.
Almost a burger. They 1 point shy.
Man, they're close. Valley Falls, they defeat McLeod 76-54.
There's a burger.
Little tidbit on Valley Falls.
Uh-oh.
They're 4-0 since the break.
Yeah.
Since the holiday break.
My gosh, I got more. I mean, Colin Carney is tearing it up since the break. And then tonight, old Flint Seymour. Tore it up, 22 points, 10 rebounds. I got a text in for that. They want him to be on the nominee train as well. I got Carney as well. So I got some nominees I need to get to you. Still.
Oh, I got them on my list already. Damian Cervantes.
Oh, yeah.
Another one, point guard for Valley Falls. 19 points, 8 assists.
Come on with it.
Almost got a double-double on the assist side of things. So Valley Falls.
Dang.
I'd be curious. Coach Gass needed to call in and tell us what happened over break.
They
righted the ship.
They just sat around a campfire saying kumbaya.
They did something. Troy, they defeat ACCHS tonight 69-39. Riverside gets the win. Surprising at the way this score went down here. Riverside's no joke. They're 7-1. They defeated Jackson Heights 56-18.
I'm going to jump in really quick.
Yeah, that score kind of jumps out.
The score jumps out at you for sure.
Yeah.
But this is a Riverside team that they're not flashy with size, but they're a team that likes to get out and run.
Yeah.
And they get up and down the floor quickly, and they're a team that can – they play great defense. I wish we could have seen them in person a little bit last week, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But this is a team that you cannot sleep on, man. They are going to be a team. The Fighting Tyler Herbsters, man.
Yeah. I just, when I you read the score,
yeah.
I just, wow.
Because Jackson Heights have been playing good ball.
They have been, yep. They're 5-3. Riverside was 6-1. So, yeah, but good win for Riverside. Royal Valley, they defeat Pleasant Ridge 68-32. JCN, they are victorious against Mar Hill, Mount Academy, 55-39. Horton.
Charges, huh?
Yep. Horton gets the win over Oskaloosa, 35. Excuse me. Flip that around. Oskaloosa defeated Horton, 49-35. St. Mary's in a tight ball game. They get the win over Sabetha, 61-59. Hiawatha victorious over Rossville, 62-54. Jeff West, big, big win for them over Riley County, 57-41. Nemaha Central holds on to defeat Perry LeCompton, 47-45. Hanover gets the win over Onega, 80-37.
Ooh, double burger.
Double burger. Donovan West, they defeat Valley Heights, 62-27. Centralia gets the win over Washington County, 43-29. Axtell, still undefeated, 8-0 on the season. They get the win over Bishop Seabury, 77-67.
That's a burger. You mentioned Hanover a minute ago. Number one ranked team in 1A D2, Buzz. Yep. Axtell, number two ranked team in 1A D2.
It seems like, was that, I had a little deja vu back to
football.
Football.
Yeah.
Two really good teams. Last score for the boys, Clifton Clyde. They defeat Frankfort, 64-22.
All right, quickly, we're going through. I just was kind of hinting at the rankings and stuff, Boz.
Yeah.
The post-break rankings. Girls, number one in Class 3A. No surprise. The Silver Lake Eagles, and they dominate again tonight. Coach KP's got them rolling in the right direction. Riley County, they were ranked 8th coming into tonight, Boz. Just that one loss until the Jeff West Tigers. Somebody's dark horse pick on the girls' side.
Okay.
I don't know who.
Okay.
Gets a huge road win tonight. Do the Tigers from Jeff West at Riley County. Valley Heights and Donovan West rivalry. We talked about how great of a game that is. That was number 6 in Valley Heights, knocking off number 8 Donovan West in Class 2A by 1 point on a last-second bucket. You couldn't ask for much more than that. 1A Division 1 Centralia, the girls, ranked 3rd, defending state champs, ranked 3rd in the state with a big win tonight. And then on the guys' side, we mentioned Atchison,
the Phoenix,
ranked 2nd in Class 4A. How about the Silver Lake boys? A big win tonight against Holton. They're ranked 6th in Class 3A. And the Nemaha Central, what a win on the road tonight at Perry LeCompton. That Perry team ranked 9th in Class 3A. And then Hiawatha, they were ranked 10th coming into this week. They knock off number 9 in 2A, Rossville, here tonight. St. Mary's and Sabetha, that was a great ball game tonight. St. Mary's, the Bears, well, they're ranked 6th in Class 2A. Rossville, they were ranked 9th before their loss here tonight. And then we mentioned Hanover Axel, the 1-2 punch in 1A D2, and the Bulldogs of Lynn coming in, rounding out at number 9 in 1A Division 2. Is it surprising to you, Boz, to have all those teams in the top 10?
No.
Not at all.
Not at all. I mean, we're obviously a little biased in our area and the amount of good teams we have, but it's really like that year in, year out.
Yeah.
We always have teams ranked highly in the state, and, man, we're fortunate. A lot of good basketball up here.
Good basketball up here, no doubt. I did overlook on accident, not on purpose, 1A Division 2 on the girls' side. Blue Valley Randolph ranked 9th. By the way, Troy, last Saturday, went to BVR, knocked off the Rams. And that win, Boz, for Troy...
Yeah, what happened?
That was number 300 for Coach Derek Jasper.
Woo!
Yeah, big ups.
Yeah, buddy.
Big partner with the show. We talk with him a lot, talking football, basketball, whatever it is. And 300 wins. That's a good milestone, big-time milestone for DJ over there in Troy.
He's been doing it a little while.
Well, I mean, see, I wasn't even going to go down that road.
I'm just saying he's, you know, dude's got a ton of experience coaching football, coaching basketball, doing it all.
He has been. He's been doing it for a while, but, man, congratulations, Coach Jasper, for getting win number 300 against, at that point in time, 9th-ranked Blue Valley Randolph, and then Hiawatha goes over to BVR last night, and they do the same thing, knock off a ranked opponent. And that's what's surprising to me just a little bit, Boz.
Okay.
Everything we just read... You know whose team we did not mention on the girls' side as a ranked team?
Who'd you not mention?
The 10-0 Hiawatha Redhawks.
Oh.
Now, granted, they played 3 games this week, so they were 7-0 at the time. I would be shocked if they're not in the top 10 next week when the rankings come back out.
All right, that's a brief look at kind of rankings. You know, do rankings mean much, Boz, this time of the year to you?
Nah.
No?
Not really.
Why is that?
It doesn't matter. You still got half the season to play.
True.
So, I mean, it's cool to look at. Maybe the kids look at it and, ooh, we're ranked. But it means nothing.
Means nothing.
Yeah.
You know what means something, though?
Yeah.
Luker Chiropractic Wellness Game Ball nominees, and your list is chock full, my friend.
It started
you
out...
You got room, though.
I got another page I'm going to have to go to here, which is good. So I'm trying to kind of decipher. I got sticky notes on my pages here from what you read. If I can decipher your handwriting even. Let's start out with what I know.
Oh, my
on the girls' side, Addison Williams from Hiawatha. This is two games in a row with double-digit scoring for that young lady, so she's doing a heck of a job. Kiwa Miller from Royal Valley, 19 points, 12 boards, double-double her tonight. Kaylin Haney from Silver Lake, 21 points tonight. She's been absolutely tearing it up. Karis Deiter from Silver Lake, 16 points. Another Silver Lake nominee. These three girls right here, all in double digits. Savannah Wendy, Silver Lake, 14 points tonight.
Well, that's going to happen, dude, when you're the number one team in the state.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and I saw Silver Lake play in person, and there's a bunch of girls. Obviously, Kaylin Haney, Karis Deiter, they can score.
Sure.
No question. You're going to hear their names a lot. But they've got a lot of other girls that can put points on the board tonight. Savannah was the one doing it. Harper Wettstein, listen to this.
Uh-oh.
From Troy. She's been on this list a bunch.
No.
Just a few times. 23 points.
Okay.
11 steals.
Okay. Oh, that's an interesting double-double.
Interesting double-double. All in the first half.
What?
That's what the caller said.
Yay.
I believe them in the first half. 23
wow.
points, 11 steals. Big game.
Only played a half. I mean, what could have been if she played the second half? Holy cow, that's impressive.
Why don't you read these with your
oh,
stuff
Lord
to like
mercy.
Get it on my
this,
list?
This is perfect penmanship.
I got one I can read. Brinley Koontz.
Yep.
Jeff West.
Yep.
Jeff West girl. She was just a nominee. Nothing, no other stuff.
14 points. I didn't write that down.
No, you didn't.
Oh.
See, that's why I'm telling you.
14 points for Brinley Koontz
okay.
from Jeff West. Sticking with the Jeff West girls caller. Letting us know that Emmy Dean had 23 points for the Tigers in that big-time road win over ranked Riley County tonight for Jeff West. So 23 points for Emmy Dean from Jeff West. Also, this is on the Jeff West boys side of things. Reese Hackett, 24 points for them Tiger boys as they got that sweep at the Falcons here tonight. And then you want me to read this one, too?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Brody Schwinn from Jeff West, 18 points for Brody on the hardwood tonight for Jeff West. And so, yeah, Boz has got a little bit of room left on these Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. I know I jumped to the guys, and you were still on the girls. I'm sorry.
Right. That's all right. You go do what you do.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
You just follow along, baby.
I just follow.
So I interrupted Boz when he was talking about the girls' side. I'm sorry.
We're good, man. On the boys' side, Lane Kessler from Hiawatha. He had 14 points tonight, 7 of 8 from the foul line. That's good for a big guy.
Yeah.
And he had 10 points. Another double-double.
Double-double.
He was on the list last Friday night with a double-double. He's on the list tonight with another double-double.
Mm-hmm.
So big games from Lane Kessler. The slew of Valley Falls guys we
here
just talked about. Colin Carney, 29 points, 10 boards. Double-double. Flint Seymour, 22 points, 10 boards.
Okay, double-double.
Damian Cervantes, 19 points, 8 assists. Close.
Yeah, almost that double-double.
But that's a fantastic game from your point guard.
Sure.
19 points, 8 assists. So all those guys from Valley Falls. Another nominee, Dane Johnson from Silver Lake, 26 points.
Woo!
On the night, and then the two from Jeff West, Reese Hackett, Brody Schwinn, 24 points and 18 points for those guys.
I got one more that just came in.
What we got?
From the Riverside Cyclones, Keegan Hughes. The text that came in said, Cyclone smothering defense tonight, and Keegan Hughes led the way with 16 points.
Okay, all right.
So those are our nominees for tonight. Boz has got a lot to consider, a lot to think about. Guys, the game balls are in our possession. They are going to be starting to be distributed, and we've got a lot of work to do, a lot of miles to travel here coming up. Oh, and another one just came in.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
What we got?
This guy's been getting love all the way across the state.
Okay.
Colin Shaughnessy, 44 points tonight.
Yo.
And the texter says, I got more stats that I'll get to you in a little bit.
Okay.
Holy buckets, man.
That's a fitting...
44 points!
A fitting statement. Holy buckets.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Yeah, I wish I did that on purpose.
44 points.
Holy cow. And another one that just came in. My gosh, people... Again, we love to know that, hey, okay, people are engaging with this point of the show. Kenzie Nelson from Hiawatha Girls. 12 points. 16 rebounds.
Yo.
Kenzie Nelson going for the all-time rebound in the history.
Record? That'd be a
record.
Okay.
At Hiawatha. And then did you already have Braylon Siebenmorgen on there?
No.
Because the texter says,
nope.
Get Braylon Siebenmorgen from Hiawatha on the list. 22 points, 7 rebounds, and a block.
Okay.
Boz is on his second page, people.
I love it.
He's on his second page. All right, so those are our nominees for tonight. It's a lot, and we love it.
It's awesome.
This might be one of the bigger lists we've ever had.
Hands down, yeah, for sure.
And, you know, maybe the scramble and the desperate cry for help.
Is that what that was? Just help.
We need scores. And that prompted the calls, man.
They felt bad for us,
they
just started firing them in. I don't want to do that every week.
No.
It's hectic, but no. I love all the nominees.
Yeah, so keep them coming. We still got a little bit of time left. If you did not hear somebody on that list, maybe you sent a text to me or Boz, or you sent it to us on social media. We can't always get to those right away while doing the show. So feel free to give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline. It's open for you. But, hey, I want – because we got this engagement, Boz, wouldn't it be great if somebody called in to talk about the game they were at a little bit?
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
I mean, on top. Jeff West at Riley County Girls, you would consider that an upset.
Yeah.
You know, state-ranked team versus non-state-ranked team. I mean, that's a big-time game.
Yeah.
Hiawatha with big-time wins tonight over Rossville. Silver Lake, my goodness, you're number one in the state. You know, business as usual for them. But, you know, talk about the team. What's going well? What's going right? You know, there's plenty of games tonight where, I mean, that JC and Marhill Mounts Academy girls game that went to double overtime.
Yeah.
You know, I want to hear a little bit about that. So these are the... These are the opportunities that we want to hear from you. So the Giant Communications Hotline is open for you. We got to take our final break. We come back. We're going to give away a game ball. We're going to talk about you want to check in on the standings for the college football playoff at all, Boz?
We can. I mean, if you want to talk about it.
Just to talk about how you're losing? is that what you want to talk about?
I missed the mark a little bit.
Just a little bit. Man, we got a nominee. We got game balls to give away.
Yep.
And then we get you into the weekend. The final segment coming up. Don't go anywhere. Appreciate you taking some time to hang out with Boz and I. Here on a Friday, it's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing under.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hello, my name is Connie, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for 2 months. I came to their office with the desire to get rid of upper and lower back pain and to get some health coaching. I am happy to report that not only is my back pain virtually gone due to the easy adjustments, exercises, and massage, but I am losing weight as a result of my holistic coaching sessions with Stephanie. For the first time in a long time, I feel in control of my health. Thank you to the team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for the role you've played in my health journey.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology. It's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
This winter, warm up with great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, when you're at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for one more.
Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You are listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thank you, Dorsey, as always, here on the MSC Radio Network, as we got, again, I mean, maybe the most interaction that we've had in a very, very long time, my friend.
I love it.
And a lot of texts, a lot of calls coming in, helping us out here tonight to ensure that we get everybody as they should, whether it's nominees or scores. We had a lot that we needed to get through here tonight, and thank you, the listener, and our sports department for getting this all put together here this evening. And we do have a caller that wants to talk on the air with us, Boz, that just called in. So we're going to go straight to the Giant Communications Hotline. You good with that?
Let's go.
All right, we're going to go straight to the Giant Communications Hotline. Is this a caller that we're familiar with, or is this somebody new?
No, it's the same one.
Oh, it's Grandpa Gary.
Grandpa.
I haven't heard from him in quite some time.
Well, you said you wanted to hear from somebody who was at that double overtime game.
That's right, we did. Tell me about it.
Not double over. It was not double. It was a crazy game, but it wasn't double overtime. It was double heart attack. I had to be revived. I had to be revived twice.
Well, glad to hear you were revived. Now, tell me about what happened. How did this game get to that point?
Well, we were I thought we were going to win because we were ahead up until right towards the end of the fourth, beginning, or around the fourth quarter. And that's kind of what happened last time we played at home, and we kind of gave it away in the fourth quarter. But this time we tied it up. Then they went back and forth again in the first overtime, tied that up, and then we went back and forth in the second overtime, and they just got to, you know how it goes when you start fouling and just get a little behind and can't seem to get that extra point in that you need. But
yeah,
it was a great game.
Dang. Well, that sounds great. I mean, that's what it seemed like. I know it's a rivalry game. I know there's a lot that goes into it. And isn't there some family ties with this matchup as well?
Yeah. Yeah, father, son. Steve Noel is the girls'
right
coach. His son is the girls' coach at Meyer Hill.
So it sounds like this. Is it Luke over there at Meyer Hill, right?
Yeah.
And so it sounds to me like Luke maybe is not getting any, like, you know, favorable dishes at the Thanksgiving, or the Thanksgiving, the family table coming up.
Yeah, probably not. I don't know.
How cool is that, though, to be able to have father-son going against each other and having a great game just like that? Well, it's been a while since we've talked to you, Gary, so did you have a good holiday?
Yeah. Yeah, had a good time, had a good stayed at home and watched the ball drop.
Good. Well, glad you were able to do that. Did you celebrate with across the world, or did you stay up late?
Well, I watched drop twice, once from New York, and then again, you know, when it hit 12 o'clock here. But anyway, yeah, it was a good time.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate you listening, as always. Thanks for calling in and talking a little bit about that game. It sounds like it was a great atmosphere, great opportunity for people to take in a good ball game.
Yeah, and then, you know, Steve's other boy is the boys coach.
Yeah, Corey.
Corey, yeah.
Do you have any nominees from the game that you watched tonight, either one?
They all played so good.
Well, you knew I was going to ask you that question. This isn't your first rodeo.
Yeah. I know that. Well, for the boys, oh, my mind's blank. I'm sorry.
That's all right. No problem. We got a recap that just came in from Tom that we'll play for the listeners to hear about that as well. So we'll get that queued up here in just a minute and see who was the star studs of the night.
Are you on Facebook tonight?
Nope, not tonight. Unfortunately, technical difficulties allowed for that to happen.
Yeah, I didn't catch. I saw you when you first came on, but I didn't. I was just still at the game. So
yep.
Anyway. All right, I'll just call back and if I need to.
All right, sounds
let
good.
Them know.
Well, all right. appreciate
Bye.
You calling. We'll see you. All right, Grandpa Gary. Been a while since we've heard that voice.
I know. It's good.
It's good to hear from him. All right, now we're going to go to Tom Callison. Tom, what a game you had tonight.
Well, it took a while to have this much fun, guys, down in Atchison tonight. It's at the Haverty Gym. Morehead Academy played host to Northeast Kansas League opponent Jefferson County North. They get together, these two teams, and it's always thrilling. In the ladies' game, it was so thrilling that they couldn't even figure it out at the end of regulation or at the end of an overtime. It took two OTs for MHMA to pull out a 47-45 win. They're now 7-2 and 3-0 in the conference. JCN is now 3-5 and 1-1. In the guys' game, tied at the end of a quarter, one-point game at the half, tied at the end of three quarters, and with 6 minutes to go, it was a one-point game. But the Chargers went on a 17-2 run at the end, winning it by a margin of 55-39. Jefferson County North, a big road win, going to 5-3. Morehead Academy, now 5-4. So they'll split a pair tonight in Atchison. It was the Morehead Academy girls winning in game one, the JCN boys winning in game two. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for that recap right there, as that rounds out our recaps for the night, Boz, as we got everything in, every aspect of a broadcaster that we had across our networks tonight gave us a little bit of insight on their games here tonight. We're going to do it all again next week.
Yep.
I mean, good heavens, we got so much to get through going into tonight. You know, there's a lot of league implications. You know, do you put much stock into where you're at in the league standings at this point of the season either?
Well, that's a little bit of a different deal.
Different than rankings?
Well, just because you know your time is getting more limited.
Sure.
To make a run. You know, if you're sitting middle of the pack, you start looking down the schedule like, hey, we got to get some of these wins.
Yeah. Go time is now, is what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, you can visit mscsports.net, check out all the updated, you know, athletes of the week. Kylie Nelson, Colin Shaughnessy were our athletes of the week this past week. You can check out why they were the athletes of the week, presented by Highland Community College on mscsports.net. You can also check out, how about Taylor Weiser over at the Collegiate Ranks, your blast from the past, presented by Rainbow Communications, all on mscsports.net. And don't forget, next week you can find Boz or I at a game of the week. Win yourself a $50 gift card, just like Matt Miller did tonight at Hiawatha. And he made the comment, he said, man, I actually worked for Paul Twombly, the guy that won last time you were up this way. I'm like, well, I promise, folks, we're not picking and choosing. It's just the first person that comes up to us. But he won a gift card, $50 in value, to New China Chinese Restaurant in Hiawatha. You can go to newchinahiawatha.com and order ahead. They open up at 11 o'clock tomorrow. Boss, before we get into our final task of the evening,
yeah,
do you want to go over what happened this past weekend or anything like that? I mean,
yeah, I don't, not really, but
I mean, there's a segment that I don't want to go over either, and it was actually one. It actually is kind of comical that the camera wouldn't work tonight.
Yeah, well, see, we can skip that. We don't have to talk about it.
Because I had I had two people in public tonight ask me.
Yeah.
But even before that, before you and I even left, my oldest said, "Dad, are you really going to wear that tonight?"
Yeah.
I said, "What?" He goes, "You're going to wear your Ravens hat and sweatshirt like you do all the time? They got beat on Sunday. They're not in the playoffs, Dad."
Yeah.
Well, son, this is a great lesson for you to learn that you don't just become a fan and stay a fan when your team's playing well.
That's
you
right.
Do it when they're not as good either. And Sunday night was a rough night. I didn't get a text from you.
No.
Nothing.
I didn't. I was tempted to kick you when you were down, but I didn't.
I was thinking the opposite end of that. Like, oh, hey, man, you all right?
No, I would do that.
No.
No. If anything, I'd rub it in a little bit. Yeah. I'd jab at you, but no, I was silently
laughing,
crying. I was like, and what did I tell you, dude? I even gave you guys an opportunity. I missed the field goal.
Yeah. Chris Boswell missed an extra point for the Steelers to allow.
Yeah, when I'm kicking NFL field goals in my spare time.
Yes, right.
I gave you guys a shot, and you still couldn't get it done.
Yeah. Rookie kickers, man.
Yep.
You kind of feel for the kid, but then I really did.
No.
You get paid millions of dollars to make a kick.
That's your job.
Come on! All right. Moving on.
Yep.
How about the collegiate ranks, Boz? Man, you and I, we were talking about how I was 5-2, you were 2-5.
Yep.
Going into this week, and it was awesome. I was feeling great. And I still feel great.
Yeah.
Because last night was maybe one of the best college football games of the year.
Such a good game.
Miami, Ole Miss. Miami, Ole Miss, back and forth they went. That fourth quarter was electric. Ole Miss scores a touchdown. When they scored, buddy, I thought, that's game.
I looked at very first thing when they scored. I looked at directly to the clock. Like,
yeah.
There's way too much. My wife was sitting there. I said, that's too much time. Like, I just, Carson Beck, he's you can't count him out.
No.
With 3.5 to go.
I like the kid. I really do. I mean, there's, you either like that kid or you very much dislike him.
Polar opposite.
Correct. There's no middle ground. And the haters of Miami not wanting them in the playoff. Hey, I mean, I picked him to go to the championship game. And we had a caller that called in a little bit earlier and said, hey, make sure you let Boz know.
Yeah, I
picked the right matchup last week when I called in.
He can be right like once in a while. He's going to talk about it.
But Miami, big win, 31-27. And how about, I mean, Ole Miss, I mean, we always give our opinions on things.
Yeah.
That last play of the game, you throwing that flag? In case you didn't see it. Very last play of the game. Ole Miss, give them credit. My gosh, that Chambliss.
Trinidad.
What a great athlete. Gets his team. They had, 30 seconds to go?
Yeah.
That's it. And they move all the way down to the 30-yard line. Have a good chance here.
Yeah.
And Chambliss throws a pass to the end zone, which was a dot, by the way.
Yeah.
Back corner of the end zone. But there was some hand fighting, and there's a lot of people that were saying that should have been DPI.
Here's my opinion, and I like Ole Miss. We've talked about it on the show.
Right.
I got to go watch a game. I'm a fan. I like the atmosphere, the environment, the whole thing. I followed their team since that point. But no, you don't throw that flag.
Yeah,
I think it was both ways. And here's what kind of drives me crazy sometimes. People will make the comment, that cost them the game.
No.
No, it didn't.
No.
You missed field goal earlier in the game.
Yeah.
And that dude's money. Like, he usually splits right down the middle. He doinks one off the upright, hits it again, but it goes in. But no, you make that field goal. Now, when they march the ball down the field and they're in field goal position,
they kick field goal, win the game.
Kick field goal, win the game. So, no, it wasn't the last play, but there was a lot of hand fighting going on. I mean, how do you, it's Hail Mary, there's bodies and dudes everywhere, and that, no, you don't throw it. As much as I wanted them to, no.
It's one of those that, you know, yeah, the defender was definitely, he was grabbing, he was pushing, they were. But if you're going to throw the flag on the defender, you also got to do it on the flip side when the offensive guy is doing the same thing. So that's why no flag. I liked the no call. Obviously, I was rooting for Miami.
Yeah.
But Yeah, that's why I wanted your perspective, because you were rooting for Ole Miss. And
yeah.
Ole Miss doesn't get the call. Miami goes to their first national championship game since they won it all back in 2001.
Long time.
And then how about tonight, buddy?
Shocker.
Is it?
The score is.
Okay.
I picked Indiana.
Yes.
I'm a believer. When we were at the game, I think you pulled it up.
35-0.
The first clip you showed me was a pick six to start the game.
First play of the game.
So, yeah, the score is a shocker. I thought this would be a much closer game. Oregon, explosive offensive team, and they put 22 points up? I mean, does that just tell you how good Indiana,
yeah,
their defense is?
Yeah. That just, did you see it?
We got
it pulled up, and it was 56-22. And
there's technical difficulties going on.
Went back, but it was 56-22, and then it skyrocketed to a basketball score. It was 98-50.
Yeah, that was really weird.
As live radio, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at a website to see the score, and it was 56-22, and it jumped up to Indiana winning 98-57. Now it's back down. But 56-22 Indiana, they take on Oregon. Boz, this national championship game will actually be played next, like a week from this upcoming Monday. So we got a show next week. We can break it down a little bit more. But initial reaction right now, Indiana, Miami, the 1 versus the 10 in the national championship game. Who you got?
Indiana.
Yeah?
I just think they're too much. I mean, they are just flat whipping people.
Unbelievable.
It is. It is unbelievable. It's hard for me to fathom Indiana football. I don't know why. It just doesn't make sense. But
sure. Yeah.
They're a really good football team. They're big. They're fast. They're everything. I mean, just the scores and the way they're just dismantling their opponents. I think Miami's run has been fantastic. I didn't pick them, but what they've done has been amazing. And they are huge. Their offensive line, when they get to running the ball, that's trouble.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be a good game, but I think Miami's run ends.
Comes to an end.
Yeah.
All right. I gotta continue with the horses that brought me here. Right?
Do I get bonus points then for winning the national championship?
I'll give you two times. So I'll give you 2 points. Yeah. If you get it correct,
you're still not catching me.
No. Because going into next week, I'll be 7-2 going into the national championship game. Boz, you went 1-1. Good job. But you are 3-6 going into it.
It should be the championship game. It's like NCAA.
You want it worth 5?
No, usually you pick the national championship like in March Madness. It's worth like 50 points.
It's worth double what it was the previous round, dude.
I don't know. If you
want to do that, by all means, we could give you double points next week, big dog.
No,
Indiana, Miami. I'm gonna take Miami, dude. I mean, Carson Beck, that kid's story is impressive. It's great. Backup for so many years at Georgia, and then gets hurt as he was a starter, has to sit on the sideline and watch somebody else win a national championship. Then everything falls apart for him last year. He transfers out to Miami, gets hurt again, and just the comeback story that he is. And then Mendoza for Indiana, great Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. Kurt Cignetti is so fun to watch as a head coach, and I want it for Indiana. I really do.
Yeah.
I think that would be just such a – I mean, the run that he's on, this dude is going to be the highest-paid coach in college football history, guaranteed, bar none, after the season's over. They're going to restructure his contract. He'll be the highest-paid guy in the history of the college football. And, I mean, just what he's done is impressive. So, Indiana, Miami, give me the Canes. Come on now. And mainly just because, I'm a Ravens fan. Go Ray Lewis. Calais Campbell played for the Flock. I mean, these are Ed Reed. Come on now.
Okay.
No? All right. No. Whatever.
Not doing it.
Final thing that we got to do tonight. Maybe the longest list we've ever had.
It's going to take a little while.
So, Boz, give us – you don't got to give us the stats for everything.
Yep.
But give us who's on the list tonight.
Starting with the girls from Hiawatha, Addison Williams from Royal Valley, Kiwa Miller. I forgot to mention this name earlier. I don't know why, but Miss Joan.
Miss Joan, the bus driver from Royal Valley.
The best bus driver, getting her kids back home safely. She got a nominee. Kaylin Haney from Silver Lake, Kara Steider from Silver Lake, Savannah Wendy from Silver Lake, Harper Wettstein from Troy, Kinsey Nelson from Hiawatha, Brinley Kuntz from Jeff West, and Emmy Dean from Jeff West. Those are the girls' nominees. You want me to go ahead and give the girls one or go through the boys?
No, go ahead. Go through the boys.
All right. Here's what we got on the boys' side of things. Lane Kessler from Hiawatha. Colin Carney from Valley Falls. Flint Seymour from Valley Falls. Damian Cervantes from Valley Falls. Dane Johnson from Silver Lake. Two nominees from Jeff West, Reese Hackett, and Brody Schwinn. From Riverside, Keegan Hughes. From Axtell, Colin Shaughnessy. And from Hiawatha, Braylon Siebenmorgan.
you lost your voice.
I know I talked too much here. Brody Schwinn from Jeff West and also Reese Hackett from Jeff West.
That's a lot of names.
Man, we got a good list tonight.
Are you going to let him? You just wanted to marinate for a little bit while you make your choice?
I do. So we're going to go on the girls' side.
Well, let me go ahead and restart this. Let everybody remember that, again, this is all your nominations. These are not names that Boz and I put on here, any of our sports people put on here. These are nominations that come in via text, via phone, via social media. If you want somebody on this list, you have to make that happen. And we will let Boz pick, and he can make a lot of other people mad.
It never fails. But all right, the winner tonight on the girls' side, tough decision. But I'm going with Harper Wettstein from Troy. She had double-double, 23 points, 11 steals, all in the first half in that ballgame.
Okay, first time a Harper's won it this season. Does it in a half here tonight. She is the girls' game ball winner. How about the guys?
Man, the guys, tough decision. Also, tons of worthy nominees tonight. I've got to go with Colin Shaughnessy from Axtell. Young man had 44 points tonight. He's averaging 35 points a game over the last three ball games.
Unbelievable.
Balling out
for the undefeated Axtell Eagles, mind you. Those are your winners tonight on the guys' side. Colin Shaughnessy of Axtell on the girls. Harper Wettstein from Troy. We'll do it again next week. We got a lot going on throughout the weekend. Hope you have a safe weekend. Enjoy your time with whatever you have going on. We'll do it again next week. MSCSports.net, the place for you to be for everything sports in Northeast Kansas, whether it's scores, schedules. We got the midseason tournament. We ran out of time to discuss that in detail here tonight. We'll do it next week, though. Coming up in about 2 weeks from now is those midseason tournaments. And then we're going to be starting talking about regional wrestling. We got a lot coming up. The MSC Sports Radio Network. You've been listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. This program has been brought to you in part by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agra Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technologies, Lukert Chiropractic, and by Giant Communication. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is a production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.